A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yong Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Fascinating Gemara. We'll jump right into it. Starting on Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis 149b, pagination 298, about 22 lines down, there's in the beginning of the line, like a little icon, star, circle, something or other, depending on your print. And then it says, Kol Shachavero Ne'enash. Beginning of the line. Two, three lines down. Drop down. Drop down. One more. Kol Shachavero Ne'enash Al Yado. Any person who his friend is punished because of him. Even if you were wronged, but someone gets punished because of you. They don't let him into the inner chamber of Hashem. In other words, even though you were wronged, but if someone gets punished as a retribution because of you, it's not a good thing. And it will limit your spiritual potential because that other person got punished. Because of you, even though you self-righteously can say, he had it coming to him. And we have to understand where this is coming from. I'll preface it with a quick story, put things in perspective. Beis Halevi, a great Rav in Europe, was once approached by a butcher in a way of chutzpah. The man started screaming at him, yelling at him, he didn't like the ruling, whatever it was. And the Beis HaLevi remained silent. And the man walked out. Everybody was appalled at what happened. And on the front stoop, the man had a heart attack and died. The students were very excited. It looks like divine retribution. And the Beis HaLevi was beside himself. That someone had been punished because of him, because of his honor, men dropped dead, not a good thing. The Talmidim said that throughout the Beis HaLevi had been noticed mumbling something. And the people close to him said, you were mumbling, I am meichel him, I forgive him, I meichel him, I forgive him. Even as he's screaming at you, you were forgiving him, so it's not your fault, it's Hashem decided, he's a bad guy. Beis HaLevi still accepted upon himself to learn Mishnayos for the man and to observe his Yahrzeit as a tribute to him. Because he didn't. Someone was punished because of me. And it's an eye-opener. Let's see how the Gemara presents this concept. Minolon. How do you know the source for this principle that someone should not be punished because of you? If you want to say, and this is the first approach. It says in the Pasuk, at the end of Malachim Aleph, in the story of Achav and his downfall, that finally he's killed in battle, as was the prophecy of Eliyahu, that eventually the house of Achav would be destroyed, and it went over a number of years, generations, but eventually they were destroyed. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem announced, Mi yifate es Achav, who will trick Achav, v'ya'al v'yipo b'Ramos Gilad, and get him to go into battle in the place called Ramos Gilad, and in fact, there was a battle there, and Achav gets shot and killed. So who's going to convince him to go into that battle? Vayomer zebecho, v'zama becho, different sources, different energies, different malachim, presented strategies, vayetze haruach, and then a spirit came out, vayamud lefnei Hashem, and stood in front of Hashem, vayomer, and he said, ani afatenu, I will trick him and convince him to go into battle, vayomer, and the spirit explained, etze, I'll go out, vayisi ruach sheker befi kol neviyov, and I will be the spirit of falsehood in the mouth of all of his prophets. Achav has prophets that he consults with. There are true prophets in the people, but there are false prophets too, people who fantasize that the good Lord has spoken to them. So he says, I'll trick them, I'll convince them that they're having a vision, and they will tell him to go in and be victorious in this battle. He'll go in and he'll get killed. Vayomer, and Hashem responded, Tefate v'gam tuchal. Go ahead, proceed, and you will succeed. Tzei va'asei kein. Go out and do it. Va'amrinan, and the Gemara says, what's our tradition about this story? My ruach, what does it mean, the spirit? Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Zerucho shel novos. This is the spirit of Novos, the person who was murdered through Achav, because Achav wanted his vineyard. So he was framed. They claimed he did a capital offense, and they had him killed, and Achav took the vineyard. Umaytzei, and what does it mean, go out? Amarav, tzei mimichitzosi. Go out from my inner chamber. Novos had been in, and now he's being told, if you punish Achav in such a way, and you're the catalyst, so go out, but don't come back. We see a lot of things from this. Number one, we see that Novos, even as a spiritual being in the next world, remained in pain for what happened to him. And I guess as human beings we could identify with that pain. But that pain is apparently not a good thing, because it ends up undoing him from his high level. He's going to do the dirty work, but it's going to be held against him. The Gemara says that it's not so clear that this is the best source for any person who gets punished through you is a bad thing, because V'dilma Hasam Hainutama Dechsev Dover Shkorim Lo Yikon. He's doing falsehood. And falsehood, especially through prophets, is not a good thing. So even though these prophets always did bad prophecy, etc., but you're going to be the catalyst. The person is finally turning and claiming this is the word of Hashem, and you're going to be the catalyst to convince them that they're having a vision. That's not a good thing. Okay, fine. So that we're going to kind of put on hold. Let's drop down. We'll skip the first Elamei Hacha. Drop down to the next Elamei Hacha, which is about 10 lines further at the end of a line. Elamei Hacha, Pasuk says, Gam onosh latzadik lo tov. Punishment from a tzadik regarding a tzadik is not good. A tzadik doesn't want to punish. He'd like to settle the score in a different way other than punishment. We'll work it out. And when it says lo tov is not good, so the Gemara says, when it says lo tov is not good, it means ra. It means it's bad, but it's a clean way of talking. And lo yigur chora, a person who's bad cannot dwell in the same place as Hashem. You're out of the inner chamber if you act upon ra. What we see here, I believe, is the big eye-opener regarding mechila and tshuva, forgiveness, that we're told you're not supposed to have nekima, netira, you're not supposed to take revenge on people, you're not even supposed to remember it and hold it against them. Instead, we're supposed to role model good behavior. This is all a reflection of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, loving your neighbor like yourself. And our goal here in group dynamics is that we should all make it good. In the same way, you're not supposed to be jealous of physical attributes, you're not supposed to use an offense as a tool against somebody else. You're supposed to figure out how to work it out. Novos, very unfortunate. He had no, apparently, he couldn't work it out. He was killed, and he held that grudge with him. I don't know if we can judge Novos, but this is the result of holding a grudge. It still sits, it still festers. We have the famous story that's mentioned earlier in Gemara that Reb Meir had people who were antagonizing him, and at first he davened for their undoing. But then his wife Bruya told him, Yitamu chatoi min ha'aretz, daven that the sins should be eliminated, or isham odinam, and then you won't have to contend with wicked people, because they won't be wicked. And that's ultimately the way we're looking to settle these things. Novos was damaged grievously. But again, the method is not through punishment, anosh la tzadik lo tov, to have someone punished because of you is not a good thing. Not a good thing stated so beautifully. Lashon nekiyah, a clean way of saying, let's try to figure out a good way to settle it properly. Yashar koach, have a great day.
What Gemara is that in?